Chapter 12.2, Section Summary.
When Missouri applied to enter the Union as a slave state in 1819, a great debate developed between the North and the South. At that time, the nation was balanced between 11 free states and 11 slave states. Both slave states and free states wanted to maintain the balance of power. To solve the dilemma, Representative Henry Clay of Kentucky proposed the Missouri Compromise. The compromise allowed Missouri to enter as a slave state and Maine to enter as a free state, which would maintain the balance of the Union. Although the debate was ended, the issue of slavery did not disappear. Clay was one of many people who felt that the Union must be preserved at all costs. In 1816, Clay supported a bill to charter the Second Bank of the United States. He believed that the bank would help to create a national economy that would connect the North and the South. Clay also proposed that protective tariffs be established to pay for better roads and canals. He hoped that these improvements would make trade easier. This proposal became known as the American System. In the early 1800s, most roads in the United States were made of dirt, which made travel very difficult. In 1815, construction of the first federal road project began. The road ran from Cumberland, Maryland, to Wheeling, West Virginia, and was called the Cumberland Road. It was later known as the National Road, and by 1850 reached as far as Vandalia, Illinois. Another project, funded by the federal government, was the Erie Canal. The canal was built from 1817 to 1825 and connected the Great Lakes region to the Hudson River. Boats could then follow the Hudson to New York City, the largest port in the United States. Despite these improvements, the presidential election of 1824 revealed growing regional divisions within the nation. Andrew Jackson of Tennessee ran against four other Republican candidates. Jackson received the most popular votes, but lacked enough electoral votes to win the presidency. The House of Representatives therefore had to choose the winner, and it selected John Quincy Adams. Jackson's supporters claimed that Adams had won the election unfairly. As a result, Adams, a Northerner, was unpopular in the slaveholding South, and members of Congress from the South worked to block the passage of many of his proposals.